Part 3, Doing More. Having congratulated you on doing a great job and investing in yourself so far, I will also say that you could do more. In other words, there's so many benefits that students who are taking advantage of more services that we offer are experiencing, and I want you to have those advantages too. And we'll talk about how certain students have gone way beyond their goals and done things that they never could possibly have dreamed of. And this is not an attempt to sell you on doing more classes for my sake. It's only for your sake. The same as I was talking about me tooting my own horn for your sake. Well, bringing up the fact that you could do more is for your benefit. You know, selling in America, at least, you know, gets a bad rap for many different reasons, but you know, you've all had experiences of salespeople telling you things that were a stretch, and you get home and find out they weren't quite true. Or, you know, the used car salesman, we all have this image of, you know, slimy sales representatives. And I actually sold insurance for 5 years, direct selling, you know, going door to door, not like knocking on doors cold necessarily, but I did do some of that. But I sold insurance directly for 5 years, and what I learned, and it was very tough, a very tough job. The reason I bring that up is what I learned from that experience was extremely valuable to me, and it was as follows, that sales is service. You know, over 5 years, I saw a lot of people come and go, but I saw a small handful of people do extremely well and thrive and love every minute of what they did. And the people who would come and go were people who were only interested in making the sale. And the people who stuck around and had long-term success were people who genuinely cared for the long-term well-being of their clients, their customers, and took care of them and followed up with them and did what they said they were going to do. And I learned how to do this too. And you know, that's the only way to really succeed in life. So if any of this sounds like an attempt to sell you on more classes or something like that, it is, but it's for your sake, like I say. But also it goes deeper than that, because I feel the same way about your taking advantage of even the stuff that doesn't make me any more money, the free stuff. What I'm referring to is I gave a letter to all you guys about the extra value that I offer and how people aren't really taking advantage of it. And I'm referring to things like commuter audio, where you listen to lessons or musical educational stuff that I prepared to and from your lessons. Also in the letter was about the virtual lessons, which I believe are extremely valuable. The student forum and the events that we run. You know, we have like a summer party every year and a holiday party and everything. A lot of you are taking advantage of some of those things. But in general, all of you could do more of those things. So I'm bringing this up to show you that it's not about the money as to why I'm saying you all should do more. Because I feel the same way about you should do more of the free stuff too. You know, you should take advantage of all those things I mentioned, and I don't make any money on those. And they're there, so you should take them. I want to give you as much value as possible. I can only give you the only value you can get is that which you extract. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink, right? So I was quite surprised actually, because only one person came back to me and said, "Oh, I saw on the list that you have X, Y, and Z, and I'd like to take more advantage of that or inquire about what that is." And I was like, awesome, good, here it is. I'll show you what it is. Here it is all for free and enjoy it. And I'll even show you how to use it. And, you know, in general, I was pretty shocked that more of you guys don't take advantage of the free stuff. And having said that, this goes along with the doing more classes. The people who are doing, coming multiple times a week, coming, you know, many times a week, doing multiple classes a week, they're simply enjoying their musical lives way beyond what they thought was possible. And it's really amazing to see. you know, some of them are in bands, and they didn't even think that they were, you know, good enough to be in a band. And their band, in one example, their band is doing extremely well. They get a prime slot at a great local club, you know, every few months, like a Saturday night at 9 o'clock slot, you know. And that student is a star with that band, and they pack the house. Another one I could think of is writing songs like left and right. You know, they're writing like a song a week. And other students who are coming multiple times are jamming with other people. They go to different jam sessions and they can jam pretty confidently in different styles. Some of them come to my session, the Ithaca Jazz and Blues Jam Session, which is every Sunday, 4 to 7 p.m. And they come and they can play no problem. They're confident. You know, they may not always feel confident 100% because they're always stretching themselves, but they come across as pretty confident, and it's amazing to watch. It makes me proud, of course. And I also have been investing in my own growth, not only with the EGTIC, but with books that I've been reading. I've probably read like, I don't know, maybe at least like 20 books this past year. Actually, I think it's probably even more than that. I've probably read 100 books in the last like 2 to 3 years. And it's amazing. It makes me feel amazing. It makes me think how much potential there really is. Because I've had my best year ever this past year. And guess what? I'm going to have an even better year this coming year. And I know that is going to be true because I planned it out. I've learned that you can take control of your destiny. You can't guarantee everything that happens in life, but by and large, you can take control of where you want to go and how you want to get there. And the only reason I know, well, only reason I've had the best year ever this past year is because I've learned and studied how to do it, how to focus on what you want, how to make plans, and how to stick with those plans. And this is why you're going to do the goal setting session after you listen to the rest of this. But so we'll get to that in a little while about the goal session and why I think it's so important. But going back to the students who are coming multiple times a week, you know, I see them with skills and confidence that they never even dreamed possible. And I want that for you. So whatever level of membership you're doing now, consider doing the next level. I think they've made a very smart decision to come more than most people come. And I would like for you to consider the same thing. Isn't that what you want more of? Is more fun, more skills, more confidence, more creativity, more musical enjoyment? That's what we all want. And that's why you're a student in the first place.